This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
She said, "I'm sorry, sir, your card was declined." And I said, "First of all, you need to lower your voice."
9.
Hey, if anybody knows where I can buy a pair of karate pants that look like American flag pajamas out of an 80s movie, please let me know.
Paige.
Trust me, men gossip way more than women ever do, and as soon as one of them leaves the room, they all talk bad about each other.
Fat Boy.
Who the hell invented the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and stopped there? I mean, where's the hamburger helicopter or the macaroni Maserati?
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Batman is the first ballot inductee.
Yes. Yes.
Agreed?
I think of Batman as being kind of the Thomas Jefferson on the superhero Mount Rushmore.
And let me remind everybody what we're talking about here. The Mount Rushmore of comic book superheroes. I brought it up yesterday. I had no answer for it. Struggled with it. Thought about it. Googled superheroes.
Yeah.
You know what my problem is? I don't know enough about comic books and that whole universe. I got into Batman in 1988-89 when the movie came out with Michael Keaton. Really was into it for several years and then just kind of dropped off from it. Never really, if I was labeled a DC or Marvel guy, which is, I guess, the Republican Democrat of the comic book world, I'd be a DC guy. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what DC stands for. Detective Comics? Is that what it stands for?
Be a Batman guy, right? Probably nothing more than Batman.
No, that's the thing. So I was thinking about it. I was like, who else is on there? And I go back to what you said a moment ago, Nine and Paige both, that you have to put the Joker on there.
Yeah, he's your George Washington. He's the kind of evil you needed.
You're referring to that $1 million, aren't you, Jim?
No, I'm referring to his entire life and all the stories about it.
Oh, okay. I thought about the $1 million he put in the first budget to go kill Indians.
No, I was mainly thinking about all the people he just killed indiscriminately who worked for him.
Yes, your point, Paige?
I mean, there's no other character that people aren't empathetic for other than the Joker and his life. I mean, he's always... Every time he comes back, people love him.
But there's no Batman without the Joker.
Exactly.
There could be Batman without Robin. There could be Batman without Catwoman, Penguin, blah, 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 but not without the Joker.
Yeah.
They have to go. Put him on the opposite sides, not side by side on the Mount Rushmore, but he's got to be there.
Yeah.
Now, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man goes on there. Spider-Man goes on there. Spider-Man's your Abraham Lincoln in that he is the one who... introduced more people than not. If they weren't introduced by Batman, odds are they were introduced by Spider-Man.
Yeah, he sucks too. You got to put him on though.
But the kids, man, I mean, we're grown men. We can't sit here and fanboy out for Spider-Man, but kids love Spider-Man the most, kind of like Lincoln.
I don't think, as much as it doesn't bother me because I don't really care, but we wouldn't be having this conversation right now without that whole Spider-Man, Marvel, Stan Lee thing.
Yeah.
I say that as a DC guy.
Spider-Man's cultural reach is phenomenal. Again, kind of like he's the Abraham Lincoln of comic book Mount Rushmore.
Now, I also go to this, and this is where I greatly appreciate Paige's feedback. Wonder Woman?
Yes, that's on my list. I was just going to say that, and I know you're going to say,
who's your biggest foe?
Who's her biggest foe?
What's her big claim? She rides an invisible jet?
Yeah, she can just... a whole army out. I mean, she's badass.
You got to put her up there because somebody's got to clean it.
Plus, no. Linda Carter Wonder Woman with the show, or is it the new Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot? So,
I
mean, it's
Gal.
So different, but all right. And then I put Wolverine on my list too. And so that's not even Marvel or DC, right? It's kind of.
I don't know what his back. Why is he Wolverine? I don't remember. Why
his name was Tom Wolverine.
No, but how did he be? He went to Michigan, man. I mean, what's the? I know Spider-Man got bit by the spider, blah blah. But how did Marvel? How did they do Wolverine?
You never saw the Wolverine movies, Logan and the Marvel X-Men Origins?
No,
Wolverine,
don't kill me.
No, I'm just. I'm asking,
I
mean, it's been explained a bunch. He's
General Stryker, right?
I don't know. I was high then.
Okay.
No, he.
I may have been when I watched it.
Yeah.
Surgery, and he was made that way.
Because to me, that kind of matters.
He wasn't a natural born mutant. He was mutated.
I don't think a mutant goes on there. I think a superhero is our men and women in the military. Or superhero.
Okay, now, but so we're doing now, like listen. Comic books, Matt. Come on.
But,
kiss ass.
But Batman was just a man like you and I. He's decided to fight evil. He had $1 billion. But he decided to fight evil.
Ask a psychiatrist what Batman is.
A megalomaniac.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of things you don't want to be in life.
His symbol up in the air. Pray to me, I am Batman.
He's a narcissistic sociopath. Yes, I mean, he has at least antisocial personality disorder. Probably borderline personality disorder.
Save us, Batman. Well, but you let both your parents get murdered in the alley and see how you react.
I wouldn't go through all this.
I wouldn't go learn kung fu so I can fight crime.
I know.
Now. And then take Logan off and put Spider-Man back on because as a kid, you love Spider-Man. I'm sorry. He's got to go on the list.
I can give you my four as they're equated to the men on Mount Rushmore itself.
Go ahead.
In the Thomas Jefferson movie, you have Batman.
Hello? Batman, is that you? Commissioner Gordon.
The place of Thomas Jefferson is Batman. Obviously, the place of George Washington is the Joker, the evil you need.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, Spider-Man. Yeah. And the game changer, the outlaw, Teddy Roosevelt, that's Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool is the Attitude Era.
Basically, yeah. He was the game changer, the outlaw, the rough rider, the Teddy Roosevelt of Mount Rushmore of comic books.
But what do you do when it goes to
He came along a lot later, too.
Okay, so here's my wild card. and this is one where you're going to say, no, you're blurring the lines too much. Stan Lee.
Yeah, it's characters. He's not a comic book
but
character.
There ain't no characters without him.
There's plenty of characters without
him. Do you understand what I just said?
Plenty of characters without Stan Lee. He didn't create all the characters.
I know. Bob Kane did Batman, but nobody knows him.
He could be on Grandfather Mountain.
Most of the Marvel characters weren't necessarily Stan Lee's creations outside of the Fantastic Four, the original X-Men, Spider-Man.
Just have a monument park. You got a bunch of little peaks, and, you know, you just put people on.
But if you
got
to do four, man, I'm going Batman, Joker, Spider-Man, Deadpool.
All right.
I don't know why Deadpool. Why is Deadpool on there?
Because he equates very well to Teddy Roosevelt, who's on Mount Rushmore. He's a game-changing outlaw president or game-changing outlaw superhero. He defies convention. He changed the game.
How?
Take that.
Because it cussed a lot?
It made it like...
He broke the fourth wall.
What they did is they realized that superheroes are basically the tweeners are into it, the little kids. We need to get the teenagers, the high school, college, the frat dudes. We need barstool guys out there. We need to have penis references. We need to have boobies and the C word a lot. Yes. And that's what it really put it over with those kids.
Need to have some language.
Right? Fatboy, you got anything?
I don't think you have four. I think you only have two. It's Batman and Superman, whoever else are the most popular. Maybe three. I hate Spider-Man. He's got no good villains. He sucks.
Do you like George Washington that much?
See, I agree with Nine's point about Spider-Man that he pushed all this and gave us the Marvel Universe and all that. But I agree, like Spider-Man.
It's not believable a teenager's beating up these people.
It is if he has the mutant powers of a spider.
The only person he fought was Doc Ock.
He fought plenty of people. Plenty of people. Who? Mysterio.
But
he fought. Oh, wait,
Junior or senior?
There's a Green Goblin. There's a huge. Well, Spider-Man has as many villains as Batman.
But I know as much about superheroes as my mama. I don't know that universe. I don't know. People get. I don't know Gambit. What is Gambit?
He throws cards at you.
Yeah, he doesn't belong on anybody's Mount Rushmore.
It's also bastardized, man, because Chris Evans wasn't a believable Captain America.
Yeah.
In the comics, he's an older dude with 5 o'clock shadows.
Several people texting and tweeting Iron Man or some for Spawn.
Iron Man's Batman done over.
Hulk. Hulk's not good unless he's pissed.
And
then he's uncontrollable. It's like, man, I don't know. I mean, he gets pissed off and he can rip a truck in half, but when he's level-headed, he's no good.
Without Spider-Man, you know, you got Venom, you got Carnage, you got... Mysterio, Green Goblin, Doc Ock, Rhino. I mean, there's a bunch of Spider-Man villains.
Rhino?
It's huge.
You're going to fight a Rhino.
Yeah.
You're
going to run for Congress.
And it's funny how nobody in here loves Superman.
Yeah, not for me.
I mean, why not?
He's an alien.
But it wasn't believable. Okay, they broke his back and killed him. You're going to break a guy's back after
Batman.
He can do all the smartest, strongest stuff in the world. Doomsday broke his back in space. No. I remember the comic.
Oh, Bane broke Batman. That was the way to get him, I guess, break their back.
I know.
Make them handicapped.
So it goes against everything. Superman was, he could pick up Earth and move it, but you're going to break his back?
Then he should be on the list.
I mean, come on.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
I'm putting Aquaman, Thor, and Batman and Wolverine as my top four.
You can't base it off looks.
Why
besides
not?
Why Aquaman? That movie ain't even come out.
Jason Momoa.
He ain't even seen it.
So. Aquaman's
that's like putting
a blonde-headed
first
dude
round
in my mind.
Draft pick in the Hall of Fame the night he gets drafted.
Now, here's the problem with that. Paige Dork? Isn't putting Aquaman up. She's putting Jason Momoa
I know.
Up. And Lisa Bonet's going to come here and choke you out.
He should replace Roman Reigns on Raw.
Just
he should.
A thought.
I don't think they can afford him.
Just a thought.
He may take over the universe.
You can't have a hot Mount Rushmore.
One peck at a time.
So we all agree that...
Exclude yourself from the conversation.
It's hard to, it's hard to put four. It, also, a lot of our listeners don't know there's four people on Mount Rushmore, apparently.
Name them.
Right. That could be a game in itself.
Michael Ballard's up there.
We're struggling. I came... My fourth one was Stan Lee, but everybody in the room agreed could not be on there. This is only for superheroes, not creators. Right? And yeah. That's fine. I'll go with that. So I've only got three.
Yeah.
So we need your help. We have a self-proclaimed comic book nerd. It's P1 Jabroni is Trump in Hendo. Jabroni, good morning, sir.
Rise, guys. Good morning, guys of the airwaves. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Good morning.
Nine was pretty much on point, but I will correct Nine on one thing. Wolverine was born a mutant because he has bones as claws, and he has a healing factor. They put the adamantium into him at a later date.
That's yes. right. He wouldn't die.
Dummy. Yeah.
I flipped him off for
right.
you.
Thanks.
I kicked him.
Why?
Thanks. Bad boy likes Superman.
I hate him.
Well, but again, you have so many different variables. Are you going to combine the comic universes, or are you going to do DC and Marvel?
So that's what a lot of people are saying. You can't cross-pollinate the two universes.
They also did do that at one point in time where they fought each other and they crossed... It was a totally different company called Dark Horse that actually took Marvel and DC characters and combined them. You had Dark Claw, then you had a Robin and a Spider-Man mix. But Dark Claw was pretty badass, to be honest with
you.
So
who's your four? Who's your four?
For Marvel, if you're going to go Marvel,
are we going all? We're cross pollinating. We need four comic books.
Then you have to go. And if you're not, if you're just doing superheroes, you have to go just by the popularity and how they were introduced and how many people followed. You got to go Batman, Spider Man, Superman. Then you could go maybe Iron Man or Captain America.
I need your final answer.
Way, it's got to be Batman, Spider-Man, and then I would say Superman, Iron Man. Those guys, those four right there are
the Trump on there.
Are your top four that you could, and you could ask anybody, and you know who any of those guys are.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Jabroni's Trump, we got to roll. Thank you, brother.
It's a fine list there.
That was a good list.
Yeah.
Aside from Superman.
I was about to argue with myself. I was about to say, you can't put Iron Man on there because he bought all his stuff, but Batman's my number one.
Batman and Iron Man, too many parallels to have them both on there, in my opinion. There's too many parallels between those two guys.
Which one was first,
Iron Man or Tony Stark?
Batman was around in the 30s.
Yeah, I believe Batman came along first, but I don't know for certain. Somebody could have drawn Iron Man in 1919. I wouldn't know. Could be older than Mickey Mouse.
72341, CarolinaVaporMill.com. Text line, P1 Hillary Banks says, Matt Man, will you please keep saying Spawn a lot? It's
Spawn.
Hilarious. What's hilarious about it? Spawn?
Spawn.
Spawn? You going to go to the...
Spawn.
Where do you go? If I want to go sell something, some jewelry, I would go to my local...
You say it your way.
Pawn shop.
Yeah.
It's not a pawn shop.
Yeah. Pawn shop.
What if you wanted to hang out with the Manson family in California? You would go to Spawn Ranch.
Spawn Ranch. Right.
Yeah, you would.
Pawn Stars. I don't know how you say it, Hillary.
Oh, you came up with that.
Legendary P1. I know him by name. P1 Burning Rubber over in Duncan on line 2. What's that, Ricky Harden?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, sir, who's your 4 on Mount Rushmore of superheroes?
Well, Jabroni kind of stole my thunder because I was going to say Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and Iron Man. And the main reason for Iron Man is 9 kind of hit on a few things with with Deadpool. Deadpool's my favorite, by the way. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But Iron Man kind of did a lot of those things before Deadpool. He was irreverent and different in a lot of ways, like Deadpool was. Deadpool just took it over the top with the language.
Point 9 was saying, and I agree with too, that he brought in the college kids, people with us who like humor and things like that.
Breaking the fourth wall.
He's hilarious. Love him. But I agree with a lot of the points that Jabroni made. He stole my thunder.
Well, listen, I appreciate your input, Ricky Hart, and have a good morning.
Y'all too.
See you, my friend. By the way, P1 Bog Brown, I had to remember what his name was, what we're calling him now. Nick was, he tried to call in, but it's busy. He said, Superman, Batman, Iron Man, Caption America.
Caption America.
Yeah, that's what you just said. I don't confess to know much about comic books. That's just one I never heard of.
God, his phone's...
I've not heard of Caption America.
Well, the character only got success when they changed the name to Captain America.
I see.
You know, initially it wasn't that popular.
I got you.
The NSA's messing with his phone.
If Fatboy, if you could pick one, which one would you go with?
Wise guys.
All right, he's busy.
Catwoman.
I'm going to go with P1 Deathstroke's dad. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Let me just real quick. Is P1 Deathstroke your... Is that your son?
Yeah, I named my son after Deathstroke.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Good morning.
Yeah, big comic book fan.
I got you.
Obviously. Good morning, Rise Guys.
Good morning. You know what? And I'd like to say this. This sounds on the forefront like hacky radio. Like, hey, good morning. Who's your Mount Rushmore of comic heroes?
Nobody else ever talked about this on the radio, to my knowledge.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
Comic books are my thing, man.
Okay, good. So you're knowledgeable of this stuff. Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
Well, I had to go with Batman, number one.
Yes.
I mean, because he's human. He's Batman.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, all these other superheroes got powers, right?
Uh-huh. I agree.
Got to go with, got to show Wonder Woman some love on mine, you know, for the ladies. And, I mean, Wonder Woman, she doesn't get a lot of credit. She's powerful.
Yeah, she is.
And,
so is Thor.
Spider-Man for the kids. And Captain America, you know, Captain America, he doesn't catch a lot of credit either. But, I mean, if you've read a lot of his stories, he's got some really awesome stories out there.
But keep saying we're doing this for that. Are we going to put in, you know, the Professor X in for the handicapped people? I mean, are we going to – we can't have divisions for this person and that person. It's just the best of the best, not by skin color, not by sex,
orientation. In my opinion, those are the best of the best. Right. I mean – I can't count Superman. I mean, he's powerful, but he's a Boy Scout.
But he's popular. It's like, this is what it's about. He's like, he's on the map.
But now people are more exposed to, like, for instance, Cy Young, right? One of the greatest pitchers of all time, first ballot Hall of Famer in baseball. People, if you ask a kid to say, who's Cy Young? They're like, oh, that's that award. Mm-hmm. They don't know who the hell Cy Young is. Superman made it all happen. But it's old and outdated, and he's an alien, and nobody gives a crap.
Okay,
agree.
Yeah,
thank you, sir. Have a good morning, Deathstroke. Send my best to Deathstroke Jr.
If you can't put Superman on for that, you can't put Deadpool on for the same thing, like bringing people into it now. It's like it's not enough time, man.
Man, I like one character, I agree with that point, too. Other. I love Deadpool. Superman's boring crap.
I don't like him.
Superman's boring. Superman is very boring. Superman's basic bitch comics.
What do we have time? We got time for one more, Floby?
Yeah, you can do some.
All right. Who do you think?
They're all pretty good.
All right,
man.
I want to go with P1 G-Bert in Easley. G-Bert, line 4. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, sir. Who's your 4? You got a 4? We can't come up with a 4.
I do have a 4, but first I got to correct Fatboy when he said that Doomsday Killing Superman undid everything. Doomsday was Kryptonian, just like Superman.
Yes,
that's why he was able to kill him. That's why it was significant. It was the second time a Kryptonian.
Dumbass.
But he still broke his back, which goes against, you know, all of his strength.
But it was in space, so there was no gravity.
It was an even keel if they're both Kryptonian.
They wrote themselves into a corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Moron.
Anyway, yeah.
G-Bert.
That's neither here nor there.
Right.
Who's four? Here we go.
Four.
All right. Joker?
Yes.
Iron Man. Spider-Man. And Batman. And you have Joker and Batman on opposite heads of the mountain.
Yes. Like I said, you got to have them on opposite sides looking at each other with an evil look. Yes. I love that
the only reason I put Iron Man on there is because how much he kicked off the Marvel Cinematic Universe nowadays. Like he, if Iron Man hadn't been successful, you wouldn't even have a MCU right now.
Mm. What an M what?
An MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh,
Marvel Cinematic Universe. All that.
I got you. All right, G-Bert, have a good morning, sir. God. Should I have known that? The MCU? I just thought it was the Marvel Universe. I didn't know it had an acronym.
Now that we're thinking too much about comic books, I'm kind of taking issues with the whole Batman universe. Because you have Harvey Dent as Two-Face, but then you have Batman and Joker, who between the two of them basically tell the exact same story as Harvey Dent by himself. Because Batman and Joker are basically the same dude on opposite sides, kind of like Two-Face.
Well, it's like Jesus and the devil.
It's very redundant.
Well, there's no yin to the yang. If there was peace around the world.
It's like if Jesus was the devil, though.
I'm stepping away from the microphone.
There's redundant villains, too, because there was a Catman villain.
You know, because Batman and the Joker, like, they're basically the same guy in so many ways.
What are you going to tell me? The poles switched at some point in history, too?
No, you told me that.
Watch out.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
You know what, Matt?
What?
You and I are the ones who cook delicious food. People do not value good food. They just don't.
I used to cook. Not anymore.
Well, why?
Because I'm never home.
I thought people valued eating good food. I thought people liked to do that, but apparently not.
I will say, you know, you better get it fast if we live together.
Yes.
Food?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a head start, maybe a minute. After that, it's fair game. You might lose a hand.
Well, Fat Boy will let you go to the door when you order pizza every single day.
That's true.
When he would do the 40-yard dash in middle school, they'd put a microwave at the end of the finish line with a Hot Pocket in there.
Yeah. He would be easy, though. Like, yesterday I did cook. I grilled chicken.
Ooh, stepping outside the box.
Well, I mean, you know, because you can eat that a couple of days.
Tonight I'm going to cook burgers.
I don't grill, so if we live together, you got to grill.
Okay. I grill,
I cook. Right. I do everything but bake, man.
That's right. And you clean well, too.
I do keep a pretty clean house.
I do it all.
You make a nice wife.
I would.
But who would make a good roommate? We're asking you the P1s. 1-800-774-0093. I'll base it on time alone. We'll go first to P1. Broken Arrow up in the Smoky Mountains. Good morning, Broken Arrow.
Good morning, Rise Guys.
How are you, sir?
It's 18 degrees and snowing up here.
Is it for real?
No.
Oh.
For real. Oh. I'm not allowed to lie.
Oh, okay.
But
you must be an ordained minister.
I would love to be roommates with Paige. Seems to know what's going on. She knows who I am. But I'm going to choose Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
Now, why Jimmy over Paige?
Well, I don't want to go on the FOF line, you know what I mean?
Right.
And but she's the coolest of all you idiots.
Yes.
But Jimmy thinks he knows everything, and I'd like to come down there and talk to him, all right?
Oh,
I never said I know everything.
Oh, no. His fingers do. What?
Yes, see, I am an absolute senior. And I'm sending a FedEx Express down there with some modest gifts for you idiots. And,
to call us idiots.
You filthy animals.
You dumbasses.
Listen, pal.
Listen, pal.
Okay, pal.
All right, we'll put one down
anyway,
for you.
No, it's coming to FedEx tomorrow, if I can make it out. And listen, tell Paige this from me, all right? She knows all kinds of stuff.
All right.
That I combed my hair out yesterday. It's only halfway to my elbows. And she knows who I am, all right?
Okay.
But
you sound like you're from Pennsylvania.
Me. I'm going to put 220s in the box. I need one of those boxes up here.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you down for Jimmy. Call her. She comes on the air at 10. She'll talk to you for 4 hours.
If we live together, you might watch me sleep.
That's true. You get to watch family sleep a lot.
He'd wake you up talking, though. He wouldn't.
He wants to be my roommate so he can call me an idiot all the time.
You think just, you know everything.
Calls us idiots.
I talk like Bam Margera when I talk.
Who's ready, dumbass?
I don't know if that's a good roommate or a good pick or not, because he thinks I'm an idiot. But yeah, I'd live with that idiot over the other idiots.
We just tiptoe around Fat Boy, pick up the trash.
Nine would
put the stuff in the dishwasher and throw a blanket.
Nine would ask, "Do I have any mails?" It doesn't say dumbass on it. So no.
Is your name idiot?
Did you get the power in your name?
I have to break in with breaking news. There's a new update in the Twitter poll.
Oh no!
We have a new last place and a new first place. Coming in at last place, freaking me.
Matt, man.
I dropped to 22%, followed by 9 at 23%. A new number one with 28%, freaking Flobo. How finicky is our audience?
Oh, I know. People want to clean the house entirely by themselves, apparently.
You want to be in a controlling relationship. Not that he's in one.
You want a dependent. That's what you need.
Yes.
And you need another
dependent relationship. Inferring anything.
It's another pet.
Go ahead. Vote for Fat Boy if you want to have a couch in the living room you're not allowed to sit on because he's always sleeping on the damn thing.
If you want a couch that's sunk in on one side more than the other one, roommate with Fat Boy.
Yes.
That is true. That's simple.
I've seen it in pictures.
On Facebook, page still up 54-46 on Matt. I was just 1% up on Fatboy. Now we're tied dead even 50-50.
Oh, my God.
don't troll. Like,
but
for real
answer.
But you
know, there's Twitter and Facebook's a different audience.
It is.
Total different audience. Totally. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll still try that out. Let's go to P1 Mr. Brownstone in Spartanburg. Good morning, Mr. Brownstone.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well, sir. The question is, who on the show would you be roommates with if you had to be? Your answer?
I've been thinking pretty hard about this. I think you would be the best roommate, and the reason I'm saying that is because I think me and Fat Boy have a lot in common.
Yeah,
we have the same dark sense of humor, but I feel like he would be on the couch a lot, you know, not getting up too much and kind of hanging out around the house too much.
Yeah.
With Nine, I feel like the conversation wouldn't veer far from bowel impactions and him losing 200 pounds over the past 2 years.
I would also talk to you about drag queens. Also, it's been 3 years.
He had to get that out before he was laughing. It was so good. And what about Paige? Why not Paige?
Well, Paige, it would be hard for me to room with Paige because she's so attractive. You know, I mean, it'd be hard to come home and she says she sleeps in the nude. I mean,
forgot about that.
So does Fat Boy, and so do I usually.
Fat Boy gets naked to take a dump.
Matt's the only one in the room and sleeps with clothes on.
I get cold. I got diabetes.
Now, I will say there is a plus. I got enough privacy to where if you don't want to go upstairs to the bathroom when it gets dark, you can go outside and crack a whiz if you need
That's
to.
That's true.
All right. Thanks for your vote of confidence, Mr. Brownstone. I'll let you know if I'm looking for one, all right?
All right, man.
All right. Thank you, sir.
My roommate.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's funny.
All right. I want to hear what a woman would say.
Uh-oh.
Will women stick together? Karen in Forgot That City, South Carolina. Good morning, Karen.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
How are y'all?
Good. You?
Oh, I've been better. I'm in a really crappy situation right now, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I voted for Nine.
Yes.
For some reason, I really admire him for all that he's been through and all the conversations that I hear y'all having. I think he's knowledgeable, and I think it'd be interesting to just sit around and have conversations with him. I don't do dope. I don't smoke dope. So
neither do I.
I don't do dope.
Well, good. If you still do, then I wouldn't be part of it. You'd have all the more for you. But nice. I just think it'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, if you want him to be knowledgeable, you better have Wi-Fi.
I do.
You know what? Turn it off. I'll still school y'all in Jeopardy.
You would.
On the room.
You want to play non-Google Jeopardy one day?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. All right. You sparked some creativity here, Karen. Thank you, ma'am.
Not a problem. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too now. Stay off that dope. Say nope to dope.
I think she kind of was fishing for us to ask her about her situation.
Maybe.
But we blew right past it.
Well, we're time.
I love
time,
it.
Do we have time for another one? I say yes.
Yeah, we do. We got time for a couple more.
Let's go to Parrish and Greenville. Good morning, Parrish.
Okay. What's your name?
Maybe that's not the right name. Do you hear my voice right now on your phone?
They all do.
Yes, I do.
There he is.
What's your name?
It's Parrish.
Oh,
hey,
I was
okay.
Right.
It is
right.
You.
Well, good morning. Who would you pick as your roommate on the show?
You know, if we're looking at it just from, like, living with someone, just someone else helping pay the rent, I would say Fat Boy, just because he seems pretty low maintenance.
Always late on my bills, but that's cool.
Well, you know, then I guess you may get evicted. But, but you know, I feel like I like to cook a lot, and I tend to cook decent food, so I feel like he wouldn't have any hand in that. So
the cooking part, no.
Yeah. He'd eat it all for you.
And as far as I feel like he's a movie buff, and, you know, I kind of am myself, so I feel like the day of trying to be lazy would be, you know,
yeah,
really wouldn't be bothered all that much. But on the other end of that, if rooming with either, yeah, you, Nine, or Paige, I feel like it'd be, you know, going out to Hell Bonticore, or just going out anywhere that I know Fat Boy tries to stay kind of reclusive. But yeah, I'm going to bet on Fat Boy for this one.
All right.
But what was your reason for not picking? I'm fine with you not picking me, but what was I'm too high maintenance? Because all the
No. Oh,
okay.
Because I'm strictly looking at it just as, you know, because I'm fine with going into work, coming back, and, you know, kind of having just kind of being cut off. There's some nights or some days that I'll go out and have drinks, and that's where you, Nine, and Paige, I would want to live with y'all. But there are other nights I'm just like, you know what, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I know Fat Boy would be tired, so he'd go be in his room, and I'd kind of do my whole thing. So,
By the way, if you go out with me, you know, you get a lot of free drinks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Thank you, Parrish. Have a good morning, bro.
No, in my place, beers magically appear on the road.
Plus, so all the women that I have over at my house, like my dog sitter, my friends, it'd probably get on his nerves.
Why is your dog sitter there when you are?
She's my friend.
Oh,
and she comes in when I'm not there, so there's always
she's your friend.
You should just call her your friend and not your dog sitter.
Employee.
Well, but what I'm saying is she's there when I'm not there checking on the dogs.
She's a friend employee, okay?
You know what I'm saying. Always someone coming through the door.
It's a very busy house. Brittany's in Morganton online too. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning,
Brittany. You know the question. What's your answer? What's your answer?
Would say Paige.
Ah. Aww.
And that's because she seems very laid back and chill all the time. I have three kids, well, four counting my husband. I would love to roomie with someone like Paige is, just like a hippie chick, kind of.
Yeah, we would have fun, definitely.
I like it. All right, thank you, Amanda. Or Brittany.
Thank you.
I was skipping ahead.
If she likes the mountains, I'll take her to the beach in the mountains.
That's right. She likes your peaks.
Yeah.
Let's go to Piedmont. Jimmy, this is surefire vote for you. That's where you live.
No, they don't like me in Piedmont.
It's Amanda.
Man. I know how to read.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, gosh.
Good, how are you?
Good. You have to be roommates with somebody on the show. Who is it and why?
It would be you, Matt, man.
Hell yeah.
There's a vote for Matthew.
Finally.
All right.
Tell me why.
Tell him why. He needs to hear it.
I just think you'll be fun.
I am.
He is.
You like
fun.
Judge Judy,
too. It'll be a lot of fun.
You like People's Court?
To hang out with. Yeah.
Shark Tank all the time.
Shark Tank.
All the time.
7 o'clock on CNBC.
Like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Want to hang out? Want to be close friends by proxy with one quarter of the Impractical Jokers?
Oh my gosh, sure.
Okay, well, if you meet one of them, look me up. All right, thank you for the vote of confidence, Amanda. We'll stay in touch, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Amanda. That made me feel good. I needed one to say it.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.